Hi, Heather.
Hi, Norman. How are you today?
Great. And I just, again, want to thank you for all of the enthusiasm that you've put into your article. It really seems like teaching at iLaSalle is something that you love.
I do love teaching at iLaSalle because I love the way the students are dedicated to their work, and I love the way they're motivated to learn about our industry.
Right. And the industry itself, I have from my visits to LaSalle, I have never seen a student body that is so professional. I've never seen students dressed so slickly, so much polish. Does that come through online? Do you get that sort of fashion savvy coming through to the people that you teach?
I do, because between their assignments and with their chats amongst themselves and their chats with me and the questions they ask, they're all about upcoming trends, upcoming things that are happening in the industry. Let it be color, let it be textiles. They're very enthusiastic about understanding what makes the industry tick. And also, because they're in a fashion business, they know the upcoming trends, they know everything. They're very knowledgeable. As much as I find the students at the school, yet I don't know what they look like and I don't know what they wear, just the way that they present themselves and the stuff that they can give to the classroom, you know that they have some kind of idea of where we're going in the fashion world.
In the article, you mention that you've got a number of international students. Are you aware of that when you give the class? Do you get the feeling you say, wow, I'm teaching somebody in Hong Kong? Does that make the class somehow different?
Well, when I first initially get the list of students and see where they're from, I always say, wow, they're coming from all over the world, which is very interesting. And it makes me realize that the world is a small place. And it's very important that we get the message across to all of them, especially as far as, you know, technology is concerned for our industry. It's quite incredible. Like this semester, I have one student from Colombia, one student from Hong Kong. When we get into the classroom, it's as though we're all from the same place. We're all sitting in the same classroom. So we understand the same way. I ask them the same questions. There's no problem for understanding. And if they do have a question, they don't bring it to the classroom. They'll bring it outside and ask questions throughout the two-week delay that we need every 2 weeks. So in between those 2 weeks, that's when the questions will come up about what's happening, you know, in North America or what's happening in the industry. But it's always industry related, never, you know, geographically related.
So the whole asynchronous element of the class also is a real plus from what you're saying, in the sense that although there is this 2 week spacing, really the class doesn't ever really just end. You're always having an ongoing contact with your students, right?
Oh, for sure. Because what I find with the online students, even though the class will end at whatever, for our class is from 8 to 9:15, at 9:20, 10 o'clock, you'll have questions. Or they'll say, had a great class, what's coming up next week? And you'll always hear from them in the two-week span. If they have assignments, they'll ask you questions. So I find, as far as the online students are concerned, they are always 24/7 thinking about what's going on in the classroom, which is very enthusiastic that, you know, they have this love of learning, which is great.
Do you find that they're actually more motivated than the students that you're teaching in the classroom?
I find that the level of motivation, they have a lot more self-discipline. The way it works at iLaSalle, they are given 6 to 8 modules, which covers the whole curriculum of the classroom, the whole class itself, the outline, and they can go forward. And a lot of times when we start the first class, they've already read into the third module and are asking questions. So they're very motivated to learn, and they come prepared. And not only do they come prepared with the material that are in the modules, they come prepared with stuff that they went and researched themselves and just want to make sure that they got the right information. So I find they are motivated. The students at the college are a little bit different. It's, again, a basic traditional teacher-student relationship where you bring to the table as a teacher the knowledge and they ask the questions. While when we're on iLaSalle, it's more as a mentor, and they're asking you questions like they just want to make sure that, you know, they're right with the research that they did. So motivated they are, motivated to go forward and dig deeper. That's one of the pluses that we have at iLaSalle.
It sounds really fascinating. Look, all I can say is, at this point, it sounds really exciting. I've heard talk of the fact that these online classes may become an integral part of all of the programs at LaSalle. Do you see that happening?
I do see it happening because a lot of times students perhaps time conflicts, they work, or they have other obligations that they have to take care of. They don't have the time. And one of the great things about the online is that, yes, we do have a time that we meet and it's live, but throughout that other time, you have time to study at your own pace. You have, you know, one-on-one with the teacher anytime through email or through the Omnivox system that we use. So I think that if we did integrate it in the regular curriculum, we'd have a lot of more motivated students, I think. They wouldn't feel that they have to come to class at 8:30 at night when they've had a long day. Unlike the students online, they do come at 8 o'clock, but, you know, they're motivated. Who knows what they might be doing during the day? But if we could put the two together, I think we'd have a really happy students.
Well, I think that's a great place to end this interview. It's been wonderful meeting you. It's been a real discovery for me about what's happening at LaSalle. And I wish you lots of luck and lots of motivated students in the future.
Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Bye, Heather.
Bye, Norman.